Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things love, life, and finding that unshakable sense of security within yourself. Now, I know we've been talking a lot about attachment styles lately, but today we're diving a little deeper into the powerful impact past trauma and abuse can have on our relationships. Listen, this isn't just some airy-fairy self-help stuff. We're talking real, raw experiences that shape who we are, how we connect with others, and sometimes even hold us back from truly living our best lives. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells in a relationship? Or maybe you jump into relationships too quickly, desperately seeking that sense of safety and connection. You know those feelings when you can't seem to shake the fear of abandonment or rejection? That's because these wounds, they run deep. They whisper doubts in our ears, make us question our worthiness of love, and leave us craving validation from all the wrong places. But here's the good news. Healing is possible. And it starts with recognizing the patterns, understanding the impact of past trauma, and choosing to rewrite your story. So, what are some key takeaways from today's episode? Buckle up, because we're about to unpack some serious truth bombs. First things first. Acknowledging the impact. It's not about dwelling in the past or becoming a victim, it's about recognizing how those experiences have shaped your emotional landscape. You might find yourself constantly seeking reassurance, struggling with trust, or having difficulty setting boundaries, all completely understandable responses to past hurt. Remember, your feelings are valid, and you don't have to carry this weight alone. Next up, self-compassion. This one is huge. Healing starts with treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Be gentle with yourself, forgive yourself for any perceived mistakes, and celebrate every small step forward. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing up for yourself, day after day, and choosing love over self-criticism. Building healthy boundaries is another crucial piece of the puzzle. This doesn't mean becoming a recluse or shutting everyone out. It means learning to say no when you need to, protecting your emotional space, and surrounding yourself with people who truly support and uplift you. Remember, healthy relationships are built on mutual respect, open communication, and clear boundaries. Seeking professional support is often a game changer. Therapists can provide a safe and supportive space to explore your experiences, develop coping mechanisms, and work through any lingering trauma. Don't underestimate the power of talking it out with someone who truly understands the complexities of healing. It's like having a GPS for your emotional well-being. And finally, remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of breakthrough, and times when you feel stuck. Be patient with yourself, keep moving forward, and celebrate every victory along the way. You are stronger than you think, and you deserve to live a life filled with love, joy, and authentic connection. Let's talk about this real-life scenario. Picture this. You're dating someone amazing, they are attentive, kind, and treat you like royalty. But then, that familiar voice in your head starts whispering doubts. What if they leave? What if they don't truly love me? Suddenly, you find yourself constantly seeking reassurance, analyzing their every word and action, pushing them away before they even have the chance to hurt you. Sound familiar? This is often a sign of past trauma rearing its ugly head. That fear of abandonment, those anxieties, they are not about your current partner. They are echoes from past experiences that haven't fully healed. Recognizing these patterns is the first step towards breaking free and allowing yourself to truly connect with someone without being held back by old wounds. So, what's the takeaway? Healing from past trauma and abuse isn't about erasing the past, it's about reclaiming your power, building healthy relationships, and creating a future filled with love, joy, and authentic connection. You deserve that life. Remember, every day is a new opportunity to choose healing, self-love, and growth. Go out there and own your story. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if you found it helpful, it helps others find their way here too. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this dialogue going, because healing is always better together. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.